Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, everybody. We very much appreciate the constructive mood in the room in reaching a substantive report that goes beyond the guiding principles, and we would like to thank you for your leadership in guiding our work. First, on paragraphs 23 and 24, in general, we are very happy with these two paragraphs, and we can support the inclusion of these paragraphs in the report of the 2023 GGE laws. An important element for us is the term feasible in paragraph 23, because we think this is an accurate reflection of our legal obligations under IHL. One minor edit we would propose for paragraph 24 is to add in the beginning of subparagraph D the word adopting. We appreciate the suggestions proposed in earlier contributions, and we will study them in more detail. On paragraph 25, regarding legal reviews of weapon systems, we would like to voice our appreciation for including this paragraph. As we said before, we feel that this is low-hanging fruit, and we think it would be uncontroversial to include a paragraph that expresses that states must assess whether the weapon systems they develop and use are in accordance with international law, including international humanitarian law. Legal review plays an essential role for assessing the legality of any weapon system, including autonomous weapon systems, because a well-performed legal review could solve a lot of the issues raised. We note that AP1 states already have the obligation to do so under Article 36 AP1, but states that have not ratified AP1 also have the obligation to ensure that their weapons comply with their IHL obligations. Therefore, we would like to note this is separate of the question whether Article 36 of AP1 is a rule of customary humanitarian law or not. We support the remark made earlier that in the third line, we should use the phrase international law, including international humanitarian law, also for reasons of consistency. On paragraph 27, we would like to voice our support for the amendment proposed by Canada and add including biases related to, inter alia, ethnicity, gender, age, and disability. Thank you, Mr. Chair.